Today we're speaking with Dave Bearcloth, president of the Tofield Agricultural Society. Today we're talking about some renovations happening at the Tofield Arena, some things that have happened in the past, and some projects that are slated to be done in the future. Dave, can you take us through what's already been completed at the arena?
Yeah, thank you, Nikki. So we've completed our cement pad with our brine lines that give the refrigeration in order to be able to do the ice making for the winter seasons. I mean, how we came about that was that back in 2020, we had an independent study done in order to understand what the facility condition and the needs of the facility would be. With the study, what we found was that there was two required things that would be needed in order to get the facility back running properly. The first one being the concrete pad, and the second one being the Zamboni room. The Zamboni room, the reason for that was is that over the years, the Zamboni has got bigger in size, so the radius of the working area and the need in order to increase the size of that in order for the safety concerns that were in this study. So that brought the Ag Society to trying to figure out where or how we were going to budget this and pay for it. So we started looking at various grants, which we came across one through the federal government, which was called the Green Inclusive Community Grant, and immediately applied for that. But being that the work needed to be done immediately is that we also approached the town of Tofield in Beaver County. So when we had our meeting with both Tofield, town of Tofield and Beaver County, is that they agreed with us the importance of what this facility held for the past, present, and future quality of life for the community. So both the town and Beaver put together a $500,000 each in order for us to start and complete phase one immediately. So in 2020, two of the spring is that we started the renovation of the cement, so removed all the cement and then it put the cement and the new brine lines in, and had that done the fall of the same year, which was a pretty good accomplishment, and hats off to all the individuals and contractors that were involved, because we were able to get our kids and our adults back in the ice to enjoy the facility of what it was built for in 1972.
Okay, and what's coming up for phase two?
So phase two is that would be the Zamboni room, and the reason that the Zamboni room wasn't completed in phase one is it was just the funding that was needed. Phase one was a $1.2 million phase, so a large sum of money, and with that is the Ag Society executives just wanted to ensure that we had the money in place before we went into a project like that. So with phase two is we did the same thing, is that we actually had phase two planned, and we're talking about it after we completed phase one. We sat as an executive and made a motion that we would not start on phase two until we were able to have these grants in place in order to fund this. So luckily enough, and thanks to the federal government, is phase one application that we had, that we received the Green Inclusive Community Grant, which was a $1.1 million grant. For us to pay for phase one, and then phase two with that is the county and the town of Tofield also with the $500,000 each from phase one, is that that was their contribution for both phases. So with the with approximately about $400,000 each that we still had for phase two. So with this phase is that we've been able to come roughly about 75% of funding for phase two in order to start our Zamboni room in this phase to complete the concerns from the 2020 independent study.
Okay, and what does the timeline look like for completion of phase two?
So we're starting phase two in the next couple months as far as putting the shovel in the ground, and we're hoping to complete phase two by the end of the year. So far so good. We're talking to contractors and the engineering is that as far as the supplies and the needs and the contractors is that we don't have any concerns with that. If everything goes as well as it did with phase one, is that we'd be pretty happy if we could accomplish that by the end of the year.
Okay, and will you be looking for fundraising efforts from the community of Tofield?
Yeah, so with phase one is that the community and the local businesses and outside businesses were unbelievable with the support that we got. When we went out with phase one is that we roughly had about 170,000 that were walk-in and businesses that contributed to phase one of the importance of what this facility brings to the community and outside of the community. So we're now with phase two is we're roughly needing about another $250,000 of support. So we're in hope that the community comes back in, which was well received with phase one and businesses. So with that is that if anybody would like to contribute to this important cause, is that they can contact the www.tofieldegsociety website in order to talk a little bit about what that looks like.
Okay, and there is a fundraising project that's coming up called Take the Year Off Lottery.
Yeah, so we held the first Take a Year Off Lottery in 2022, which was a great success for the Tofield Agricultural Society. We roughly made $45,000 off that fundraise. So we will be holding a second Take a Year Off Lottery, which kicks off on April 1st, and will be drawn at the July 1st celebrations in Tofield. So these tickets will be on sale as of April 1st, and they can be electronically bought through Raffle Box, and with only 2,000 tickets that will be available. So the odds are pretty good there. And with that is that the prize itself is $52,000 to the winner, and then there's seven other prizes that are up to $5,000 in this lottery. And also with the Take Year Off Lotteries, we're also running in conjunction with this lottery a 50-50 lottery drive to help support our goals with this project. And that's also available April 1st on Raffle Box. So the public and the community can have a little bit of fun with this fundraiser and this lottery and support the Egg Society at the same time.